I usually try to do some kind of intro to these posts, but today, I'm too excited to try to do that. If you haven't read my previous posts, you should, though. They're quite a bit more action-packed and explain all the events that lead up to where I am now. If you haven't read them, you won't have any idea what I'm talking about. Y'all remember the last post where I joked about Mark being some kind of monster hunter or something? Well, I went through his computer, and I'll be damned if he isn't. He's got files on files, of even more files, of all these different tangibles, which I think means monsters. I even managed to find a file on the Keelit. I wonder if they didn't believe I'd killed one. Apparently, a Keelit is a creature in Native American mythology that's described as a furless dog-like thing. It does have fur on its paws, though, which supposedly makes it impossible to hear or track in the wild. Pretty tame so far, right? Don't worry, gets better. Apparently, looking at them is supposed to immediately fry your brain and disorient you, making you easy to kill for the creature. But that didn't happen to me. Only reason I can think of for the mind cooker effect not happening to me is because I didn't process things the same anymore. Not after the events that led me to live out here. Or maybe it wasn't even a Keelit. I mean, there was a few more details I didn't get to read because before I could finish, I felt cold steel on my neck. Mark had woken up and was now pressing a knife to my throat.
What do you think you're doing with my computer?
The fuck does it look like? I'm trying to figure out who the man that was passed out on my couch is. Mark thought for a second, still not moving the knife from my neck, then asked,
Why? No, how did you knock me out? I know you have a dodgy history, but CQC fighting is my specialty. But all I can remember is going to hit you, and then it went dark.
Careful not to move and slit my throat, I said, You got desperate? I went for a one-hit knockout. But frankly, your left hook is slow to hit your opponent when you clearly telegraphed exactly what you were planning on doing with your hips. I dropped under the blow and threw an elbow to the bottom of your jaw. The knife loosened a little.
You seem to know your stuff. Why pretend to be a dumbass, then?
Excuse me? First of all, I'm not pretending to be anything. Second of all, fuck you. The knife fell away completely now. I took the opportunity to turn and start asking my own questions. So, you are an actual fucking monster hunter, huh? He paused for a moment before replying.
Yeah, I guess I am.
So why is an organization that employs monster hunters also the owner of the organization that is helping me escape my past? Mark winced this time. Not a good sign.
Cole, the organization that's claiming to help you escape your past probably doesn't exist. My organization has many false companies that it uses to gather intelligence and run experiments. I have reason to believe they put you out here knowing about your past in an effort to see if anyone could survive in an area that's known for having extremely high levels of tangible activity. They also knew that if you were to die, they wouldn't have to worry about people looking for you. However, I also think that you have probably far surpassed their expectations. The higher-ups haven't actually told me so, but they can't possibly expect anyone to kill a Keelit on their own, or have fun with a creature like a Fleshgate.
Holy shit. Now that was a lot to take in. I took a deep breath, then cautiously asked, What the fuck is a Fleshgate? Mark put both of his hands on his head and let out an, Ugh, serious, dude! Does anything even faze you? Flesh gates are those things that you call pales. They're only level 4s, but still too much for most people to handle, let alone fuck with on any regular basis, like you claim to do.
There goes that fucking level thing again.
I had seen various levels ranging from 2s and 3s all the way up to 100s on the reports that I read while browsing Mark's computer, but I had no clue what they meant. So what's all this level shit about? All the monsters on your computer have one, but I don't know what that means. Mark shot me an angry look. Guess he was still mad that I had gone through his shit.
We based beast strengths on how many unarmed adult men we predict it could take down before being overwhelmed. One man equals one level.
Just then, I remembered that the level beside the Keelit was 107. Wait, hold up. So you're telling me that the Keelit I killed was rated at Before I could finish, he interrupted me.
107.
No way. I know about the mind-baking stuff, but that thing was no larger than a golden retriever. No way in hell it could kill 107 people. Your people predicted that dog thing could kill 107 people.
No, dumbass. They predicted it could kill 106, then lose at the 107th.
I had trouble believing him. Look, Mark, I read about how they can cook your brain whenever you look at them, but I stared at the thing in the eyes. It had no effect on me at all. Why? This puzzled him.
I don't really know. That's why I didn't believe it when I first heard that some dude claimed to have shot a Keelan on Reddit. What really confused me is why the higher-ups decided it was worth getting a team to go investigate. Now I know that they were fully aware of the caliber of shit that happens here. Speaking of caliber, can I see the gun that you used on the Keelet?
Ah, damn it. I knew this was going to happen as soon as I mentioned the gun in my post. The organization had a no-gun rule for me, which is why it was a pretty big deal that the lady in the tree had helped me get my hands on one. But now, they knew. They weren't going to let me keep it. Now fuck off, dude. I'm keeping the gun whether your bosses want me to or not. To my surprise, Mark looked genuinely confused by my sudden response.
I don't want to take your fucking gun, I just want to see it. A normal pistol shouldn't be able to kill a Keelet with one shot, no matter how perfect the aim is. I need to see what makes that gun so different and bring the bullets too. They're what I'm really interested in.
He really didn't know about the rule I had been given about no guns. Weird. I reluctantly went into my room and retrieved my trusty .45 caliber Thunderstick and the only box of ammo I had left. I started off with two large boxes of bullets, but over time my supply was whittled down to just half a box. As soon as I dropped the weapon and ammo onto the coffee table, Mark immediately started inspecting one of my bullets.
Knew it. Do you even know what these are, Cole?
.45 caliber? I responded somewhat slowly. Without looking away from the bullet, Mark began to explain.
These are gnat rounds, specially designed to deal with an unholy creature of chaos. They're created when the metals used to make the bullets are blessed by a Native American shaman and medicine men. You can tell what they are by the slight warmth they give off and the small vibrations you can feel when you squeeze them between your fingers. However, these are the most active rounds I've ever come in contact with. They're much warmer, vibrate much more than any rounds that I'm used to. If the lady in the tree gave you these, she's likely more powerful than you realize.
Mark looked up, maybe expected some type of awe at this revelation. Well, that's neat, I responded, somewhat dumbfounded. I guess it was cool to have enchanted bullets and all, but it didn't change much in the grand scheme of things. Kind of like how your car speedometer goes up to 120 miles per hour. Most people wouldn't even drive that fast, but it's cool to know that when the time comes, you might be able to. Then again, I guess the magic bullets came in handy when I shot the Keelet, as well as a few other things. But maybe I should be more grateful. Before Mark could scold me again for the lack of reaction to his astounding observation, we were interrupted by a knocking on the door. We looked over to see one of the three guys Mark had worked with when he first arrived. Through the window of my door, we could see him frantically beating on the wood, looking over his shoulder.
Mark! Mark had attacked the van! Holy shit, Jack! Jack is dead and Phillip's hurt bad! Come help me carry him, please!
Mark started to jump up, then caught himself.
Cole, this thing's good. It almost got me a second time. Shit. It almost got me with a fucking help me technique as well.
I started to smile. At least Mark wasn't a complete dumbass. I watched Skinny as he began that stupid grin he always did when he got figured out. Then he darted off. Not much has happened over the past few days. I'm starting to get used to my new roommate. I'll still keep y'all posted, though. Something wild is bound to happen sooner or later. Especially with the patrols Mark keeps making us go on. It's Cole, signing off. For now.